Howdy, everybody. This is Parker James with the Greenhorn. Welcome back. It's my great honor and pleasure to have U.S. Secretary of Agriculture under Ronald Reagan, John Block, as our guest this week. Mr. Block, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and we're planting our soybeans, and we just finished planting our corn here in Illinois, and we're hoping we have a good year. You never know, though. You can't control the weather.
Right out the chute, how does an Illinois farm kid growing up with no electricity become United States Secretary of Agriculure?
Well, yes, we started out without any electricity, and when I was about 6 years old, though, we did get electricity, and we've just moved forward from there. I mean, in the beginning, we had two old horses pulling a two-row corn platter, and I rode on the corn platter, and my dad was there, too, but things have changed. You know, our platter today is like 30 rows wide and covers a lot of ground, and we just finished planting our corn. Over the years, things have changed so much. It's just a dramatic change. And the good thing is, I think we've adjusted to things as it's happened in the ag industry. Now we're, instead of trying to farm 110 acres, we're farming 4,000. And half corn, half soybeans. And we used to have cows and chickens. And I even had lambs 1 year. And we milked cows by hand. But we did all the things we had to do, and opportunities opened up for me. I didn't plan it this way, but I ended up going to West Point Military Academy, and later on, the 101st Airborne Division, jumping out of airplanes. And over the years, they've done different things. They've been opportunities have opened up, and even in the end, I end up serving President Ronald Reagan as Secretary of Agriculture.
Were you nervous during your interview with President Ronald Reagan, and how did it all play out?
You know, I should have been, but I honestly did not feel nervous about it. I'd gotten a call a couple days before because they were promoting me to come and meet with him, and so I did. The other thing about it is I really had a lot of knowledge of agriculture, so when they went talking about that stuff, I knew it. I know agriculture. And over time, I came to really appreciate President Reagan. He always had respect for me and others, too, that were doing the work for the country and for him. And you can't ask for anything better than that.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. John Block, West Point graduate, veteran of the 101st Airborne, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, lobbyist, and Illinois farmer. Thank you for your service to America, and thanks for being on Your Ag Network.
Thank you, Parker.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.